It's now time for the Midweek Focus here on KDDR The Tornado, and I am joined by Oak Superintendent Anna Sell. Anna, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Good. It's a good day. A little less snow would have been better, but we're okay.
Yeah, you know, the snow just refuses to go away, and January, for some reason, here in the upper Midwest is just the worst month. But thankfully, it hasn't been too cold this year yet, outside of, you know, last December.
Yeah, you're right. It's just that that was a little more snow than actually we were expecting, or I was expecting, but it looks today just a few flurries, so we'll be good. We'll be good as we move forward.
Now, the school board meeting happened, come and gone again. So what happened during the meeting today?
Sure. It was a pretty packed, full meeting. Got some things accomplished in my superintendent report to them. A couple things maybe I want to just throw out to people in the community, because we still have some staffing positions that need to be filled. So if you're looking for a job, we have a food prep position. Unfortunately, our foreign language teacher, Leslie Deplison, resigned, and they did accept her resignation, and so we're going to be looking for a foreign language teacher. We also need bus drivers. We need route drivers, and we need extracurricular drivers. If you're interested in all in that, just get hold of me or get hold of Dave Erland. I'm currently going through the online training to get my bus driver license, and we would really like to have other people step up and drive for us, because we need those drivers in place in order to make sure that we provide the services that we, you know, are expected to provide. We recently hired a social worker, a part-time social worker that is working in our district, and we're super excited to have her with us. It's one more body in a specialty area that is pretty hard to find, so we feel blessed that we were able to hire her. Her name is Lori Hagen, and she's driving to us 2 days 1 week and 3 days the next week. So we've got her, and we've got her working with some students, and very pleased that she decided to join us. I'm trying to think about, no, we'll talk about that later. the board did approve the second reading of the 23-24 school calendar, and we will have that published online, because I know families always kind of try to plan ahead for vacations and things like that. They also had to make some made an approval of the 22-23 calendar change with the storm days added and makeup days. Those are all up on that calendar, and that will be published here very soon. The board accepted a bid for a bus, and the bus was a little more expensive than we, you know, anticipated to be, but it's just like everything else in today's world. So they accepted a bid for a bus. That we also received a grant to pay for part of it. The bus will get ordered, and we're hoping we will have it by next winter. It's just like everything else. Everything is behind.
Yeah.
The North Dakota Department of Transportation did a presentation, and all of the land that is attached to the Highway 1, there's going to be a big project, and so it has to do with wheelchair approaches on the corners, and so the board made a motion to accept the curb ramp proposals, and so that they can move forward with that project. Again, like I said, Leslie Deplison resigned. Unfortunately, we're going to miss her very much. The board accepted her resignation. The board did an evaluation of our business manager, Shannon Jepson, and they are working on that with her. And I guess the last thing that we were maybe going to talk about was the spotlight, bill that's coming up. Yeah. And that is bill, I think it's like 1246. And that's going to be up in front of the Transportation Committee tomorrow. It's slated to be at 2:50 in the afternoon, but they say to check the schedule on that, because that can change even up to the day. So we've gotten a lot of support from the community. People have been sending in letters, but if you've got a letter or you've got some kind of testimonial, please still send those in to the legislators. And if you have a question about with which legislator, we can give you that information here at the school. But our representatives and our senator came forward just like they promised, and they did bring a bill that prohibits removal of a stoplight that is within a certain number of feet within a school. So they've done what we've asked them to do. So I feel like if the people in our community could support them too by also sending them testimony, that would be great, and we just can't lose on that. Hopefully, if the finance committee sends it out as a pass or do pass out of the committee.
Yeah, that's an important thing, that stoplight. Whenever I'm driving through town, it slows down traffic and everything, and I saw the PTO sent a letter of support and everything, and it's a good worded letter, and yeah, it's needed. It is very much needed right in the center of town.
That I thought that letter was very well written. I haven't gotten to read all of the letters from the people in the community, but I know we have got student groups that are also going to take pictures and send them to them. So the more that they can get and it becomes a personal piece, the better off it is and for what we're asking to be done.
Anna, any final words?
There was one thing that I forgot. As most people know, that the flooring in the science rooms that we tried to get fixed last summer, but there were no bids, that is going to be going out on bids. And you'll see it in the newspaper this next week and the following week. And those bids are going to be opened on Tuesday, February 21st at 2 p.m. So those bids are going to be coming in for the science floor. That's the base bid. But they're also doing alternates for replacing the windows on the high school. And we'll see, you know, what those bids come in for and what the board feels that we can afford in order to move forward on making improvements on our building. But just wanted to throw that out there and remind everybody. And next month's meeting is actually, the date has changed. It's going to be Friday,
ooh,
February 10th, yep, at 7 a.m. And it's going to be out at the SRCTC because it is the month that they recognize places like the SRCTC. So.
All right, perfect. Anna, always a pleasure to talk to you, and I can't wait till next month.
Thank you.
That's Anna Sell, the Oaks Public Schools superintendent, here on the Midweek Focus. Kasha McGill in the next hour.